This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2313, The 7 Streams of Income to Get Rich, Part 2, by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear Part 2 and continue optimizing your life. The 7 Streams of Income to Get Rich, Part 2, by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. Number 4, Dividend Income. Dividend income is a form of passive income that's earned by owning stocks that pay dividends, which are a portion of the company's profits that are distributed to shareholders. Dividend income is often considered a more stable form of income compared to capital gains, as it's not tied to the fluctuations of the stock market and can provide a consistent stream of revenue over time. For example, during the Great Depression, U.S. stock prices declined by 90%, yet dividend income only dropped by 50%. This illustrates how dividend income can act as a partial buffer against large declines in asset prices. This does not mean that dividend income is guaranteed, as companies can reduce or eliminate their dividends at any time. However, it's far stickier than many realize. More importantly, compared to other forms of income, dividend income is more likely to keep pace with inflation as companies raise their dividends to offset higher prices. Once again, this isn't guaranteed, but it isn't unusual either. To maximize your dividend income, you can invest in high-quality dividend-paying stocks that have a history of consistent dividend payouts and a track record of stable earnings. You can also consider investing in dividend-focused mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, ETFs, to gain exposure to a diversified portfolio of dividend-paying stocks. The one downside of owning dividend stocks is that they have underperformed the market in recent years. The Vanguard High Dividend Yield ETF has underperformed the S&P 500 by about 44% over the last 10 years on a total return basis. This is a big reason why I'm generally not a fan of dividend investing. Owning them has come at a cost in recent years. Despite their underperformance, I still understand their appeal. The income stream associated with dividend stocks is likely to be far more stable during market downturns than the price of an overall stock portfolio. Therefore, if you're someone who likes the idea of a more stable income stream, then dividend investing might provide the psychological comfort that an overall market portfolio simply can't. Either way, dividend income can be useful for those who want another passive stream of income. Dividend income summary. Pros: passive, relatively stable. Cons: requires capital, may not generate as much income long-term as stocks generally. Number 5, rental income. Rental income is a form of passive income that's earned by owning and renting out a property, such as a house, apartment, or commercial space. This form of income can provide a steady and reliable source of revenue, as rental income is typically earned on a monthly basis and can be used to pay off the mortgage or other expenses associated with the property. One of the benefits of rental income is that it can provide a hedge against inflation, as rental income can increase over time with the rising cost of living. Additionally, rental income can provide a tax benefit, as rental expenses such as mortgage interest, property taxes, and maintenance costs can be deducted from your rental income. To maximize your rental income, you can invest in a property that has the potential for high rental demand, such as a property in a desirable location or with unique amenities. You can also consider hiring a property manager to handle the day-to-day operations of the property and ensure that the rental income is maximized. However, it's important to recognize that rental income is not without risk and hassle. You may experience periods of vacancy or have difficulty finding reliable tenants, which can reduce your overall earnings. Additionally, owning a rental property requires a level of time, effort, and investment and may not be suitable for everyone. For these reasons, I have generally avoided rental properties as I find the return on hassle isn't worth the additional income. Notice that this is a personal bias of mine and I know many investors that are quite pleased with their experience in rental properties. In full, rental income can be useful for those who have the time, resources, and interest in owning and managing rental properties and tenant relationships. Rental income summary. Pros: can be somewhat passive, better tax treatment. Cons: requires capital and some expertise. Mental hassle, dealing with tenants isn't always easy. Number 6, business income. Business income is a form of earned income that's generated by owning and operating a business. This form of income can provide unlimited potential for revenue and can be a powerful tool for building wealth over time. One of the benefits of business income is that it can provide flexibility and independence, as you're able to control your own schedule and make decisions that can directly impact your earnings. Additionally, owning a business can provide tax benefits, as certain expenses can be deducted from your income and reduce your overall tax liability. To maximize your business income, you can invest in a business that has a strong potential for growth and profitability. In particular, I've found that online businesses are great for getting started because costs are generally lower and margins can be quite high. You can also consider leveraging technology and social media to reach more customers and generate more revenue. However, it's important to recognize that owning a business can also come with risk, such as market fluctuations, competition, and operational costs. Additionally, running a business requires a certain level of time, effort, and investment that may not be suitable for you. Overall, business income can be a useful stream of income for individuals who have a passion for entrepreneurship and the drive to succeed. Business income summary. Pros: better tax treatment. Scales well, especially if the business is online. Cons: requires a lot of work, capital, or both. Can take many years before you see results. And number 7, royalty income. Royalty income is a form of passive income that's earned by owning and licensing intellectual property, such as patents, copyrights, or trademarks. This form of income can provide a steady and reliable source of revenue, as royalty income is typically earned on a regular basis, based on the usage or sales of the intellectual property. One of the benefits of royalty income is that it can provide a consistent source of income without the need for ongoing maintenance or investment. Additionally, owning intellectual property can provide a level of protection and security, as it can prevent others from using or profiting from your creative works. To maximize your royalty income, you can invest in intellectual property that has a potential for high demand and widespread usage, such as a popular song or book. You can also consider partnering with a licensing agency or publisher to help the licensing and distribution of your intellectual property as well. However, it's important to recognize that royalty income is not without risk, as the demand and popularity of intellectual property can fluctuate over time. Additionally, the process of acquiring and maintaining intellectual property can be time-consuming and require a level of investment that may not always pan out. Royalty income summary. Pros: passive, scales very well. Cons: requires a product with demand, no guarantee of return on your time, effort, or investment. Do you need all 7 streams of income? While having multiple streams of income can be a great way to build wealth and achieve financial freedom, it's important to recognize that you don't need to have all 7 streams of income to build wealth. For example, I only have 6 of the 7 streams of income mentioned today. Sorry, rental properties. And that's fine by me. More importantly, having one big income stream can be more impactful than many small income streams. For example, earning a high salary or running a successful business can provide a significant source of income that can be used to invest in other income-producing assets in the future. And for many people, this is the norm. By focusing on building a strong foundation, you can then leverage this income to build other income streams when the time is right. Regardless of what you decide to do, finding the right income streams for your lifestyle and personality is far more important than having more of them. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled "The 7 Streams of Income to Get Rich" by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. there's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Like Nick, I don't have all of these streams of income. I have even less than six. Currently, I invest passively in the stock market, actively in my own business, and then I receive 1099 income from hosting this podcast. I do see rentals being an additional source of income for me eventually, but I'm very conscious of not stretching myself too thin. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are all these sources of income. While I'm interested in investing in real estate, I don't feel comfortable in doing so until the business I started, the Economy Conference, is more financially stable. Entrepreneurship is already at the edge of my comfort level in terms of risk tolerance, so I'm not about to compound that with real estate investing right now. I think it's important to keep an eye on the big picture. While diversifying your income streams is essential for building long-term wealth, as I stated yesterday, income is a piece of the puzzle. I used to think that income was the most important piece, but now I consider my overall financial goals and risk tolerance. Depending on your financial situation, it may be more important to focus on reducing debt or building an emergency fund than on generating passive income. It's important to create a comprehensive financial plan that takes into account your short and long-term goals. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. I'll be back with more for you tomorrow. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you on the Sunday show where your optimal life awaits.